Hello, my name is Kirti Doraiswamy. I'm a PhD student at Safariki University. Today, I'm excited to present to you my work on neural correlates of auditory distance perception with congruent and incongruent cues. Perceiving the sound source distance is of key value in many everyday activities. The psychoacoustics of distance perception and its neuronal correlates are poorly understood. Our previous studies identified plenum temporale and superior temporal gyrus as auditory cortical areas important for intensity-independent auditory distance processing based on the direct-to-reverberant energy ratio and the interaural level difference cues. However, it is not clear whether the area represents the distance percept or one of the intensity-independent acoustic cues, ILD and/or DRR. To examine this, we conducted behavioral and neuroimaging experiments in a virtual reverberant environment, and we also used multivariate pattern analysis to analyze the data. The auditory distance stimuli were simulated using a single set of non-individualized binaural room impulse responses measured at distances from 15 cm to 1 meter along the intraoral axis. We manipulated the availability of DRR and ILD cues in the stimuli so that in one condition DRR was unavailable, in another it varied incongruently with ILD, while in the normal condition it varied congruently with ILD. We performed a behavioral and an imaging experiment. The behavioral experiment involved a distance discrimination task for various stimulus distance pairs. The discrimination performance was used to confirm that distance perception with congruent cues is better than with incongruent cues. The imaging experiment was a sparse sampling adaptation fMRI in which stimuli were random sequences of noise bursts presented from various distances either with congruent or with incongruent cues. Both univariate and split-off correlation multivariate pattern analysis were performed on the previously identified ROIs. Behavioral results showed that subjects performed better when the cues varied with distance congruently, confirming that the distance percepts are based on both ILD and DRR. fMRI activations were similar across the three conditions. Contrast between conditions did not identify a clear area that would correspond to distance percept, that is congruent versus incongruent, or DRR, that is incongruent versus ILD only. ROI analysis showed no significant difference, but a trend towards significance in the left hemisphere. In MVP analysis, an average difference in Z-transformed correlations between same and different condition correlations did exist for the congruent and incongruent stimuli, similar across the two hemispheres. These results are consistent with the hypothesis that the plenum temporale and superior temporal gyrus represent the distance percept as well as the underlying cues, likely in a distributed interconnected network. In the next steps, we plan to perform volume-based univariate analysis and more sensitive searchlight-based multivariate pattern analysis.